This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Here's a tidbit from the Census Bureau. Today, its quarterly report on home ownership. 65.5% of households in this economy own their own home at the end of last year, basically flat from the year before. The highest rates of home ownership in this economy in the past couple of decades, by the way, a bit over 69% back in 2005, before, of course, the bubble burst. But housing demand right now, though, and supply being what they are, which is to say horribly mismatched, people are finding new ways of living. So here is the next installment of our series, Adventures in Housing.
My name is Natalia Abramowitz, and I am an executive assistant in entertainment. At the start of the pandemic, I lived in a big community apartment building, very classic for Los Angeles, not a lot of ways to see outside. My roommate and I were working from home, and we both worked out of the living room, so we were completely and totally on top of each other every minute of every second. As I started to think about my options and what I could do next, I realized that all of a sudden there are all these different places that I could live because I was working from home for the first time in my entire life. I first looked on Airbnb kind of as a joke, not really thinking I would find anything in my price range, not thinking I'd find anywhere I felt safe. Before I knew it, I had made a list called TTG, which stood for Time to Go, and it was 50 homes strong. And I realized it was exactly what I wanted and everything I needed, so I got out. The first place I went was a two-story home in Burley, Idaho. Driving into town, I was terrified. So when I finally made it to my Airbnb and saw that it was this gorgeous, homey, warm shelter, I've never been so overjoyed. It was probably the best Airbnb I stayed in, also one of the best ones along the way. From Burley, I moved on to Stillwater, Oklahoma, somewhere in Kansas, couldn't tell you. And then I went on to Lake of the Ozarks, Missouri, Clarksville, Tennessee, Ellijay, Georgia, Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Then I went to Columbus, Ohio. Round trip, it was about 6,485 miles. My boss was a little bit worried and wanted to make sure he would warn me when there was like big weather events happening between stops. He'd be like, just so you know, it's going to snow there. Don't drive. Now, I have joined the ranks of people who has moved back home with my parents for a little bit. My department decided that we would start having in-person meetings every other week. And so I booked it back from Columbus when we finally did do it after all that time. I am tentatively looking for new places to live, but it's really hard for me to commit to Los Angeles after I've had this experience. I hope to eventually be able to do it everywhere.
Natalia Abramowitz living, at least for now, here in Los Angeles.